A new report estimates that $190 billion a year in revenue is lost to offshore tax havens. That's enough to stop the automatic federal spending cuts threatened for March 1st and then some. Dan Smith wrote The Hidden Cost of Offshore Tax Havens for the watchdog group U.S. PIRG. He says they estimate the United States loses $150 billion a year and states lose another $40 billion. In Oregon, Smith says the loss is estimated at $506 million.
It's not a victimless offense. The winners are the big banks, pharmaceuticals, and high-tech companies, and the losers are small businesses and ordinary taxpayers.
The report says 40% of the money in offshore accounts belongs to wealthy individuals and 60% is corporate money. Smith says the corporate subsidiary is one type of tax dodge. Products might be created and sold in the States, but the profits can magically bounce around the world before ending up in a Caribbean P.O. box.
In the Cayman Islands, there's actually a single building, 5 stories tall, that has nearly 19,000 corporate headquarters registered to it.
And he says the system gives the biggest companies an unfair advantage.
The small business owner doesn't have 1,000 lawyers in its tax department. That's how many General Electric has. And not surprisingly, that company, over a 3-year period, paid nothing in federal income taxes.
Defenders of the tax havens say they help firms dodge a high corporate income tax rate and that companies might relocate if the loopholes were closed. But Smith argues that few companies pay the full corporate tax rate, and he says they're unlikely to leave the U.S. because the work is done here and the products are sold here. I'm Chris Thomas, Oregon News Service.